Welcome back to Whence Came You, a Freemasonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemasonry. I'm your host, Brother Robert Johnson. This is episode 154. In the news this week, not much going on. We do have the books that we talked about last week on the show and also on the Masonic Roundtable. If you missed last week's episode of the Masonic Roundtable, it was a great week for the show. We got to talk about books that we love. And two of the books that we've mentioned, Tales from the Craft, which is by illustrious brother Stephen L. Harrison, is a collection of really neat anecdotes about the craft, and I can't tell you how fun it is to read. What's really nice about it is that brother Stephen Harrison has been super generous, and he is donating $1 from every sale of the book to this show, and then I'm actually splitting that with the Masonic Roundtable. So what we're doing is kind of a fundraiser with it. Another book that is also out there is called A Christian Perspective on Masonic Symbols, The Square and Compasses. And that's actually by a friend of mine who goes under the writer's or pen name, Brother Tech. He is also doing something very similar where he is donating $1 from every book sold to Whence Came You. So super generous of both of these guys to do that. And I just wanted to say again how wonderful both of those books are. And I think they're like $2 or $3 and they're Kindle edition books. So they're not expensive. They're great reading material. Check it out. Even if you don't have a Kindle, if you have an iPod or an iPad or an iPhone, there's a Kindle app that lets you access e-reader formats. So it's really cool. I wanted to also mention that somebody had contacted me about the Masonic Restoration Foundation. I am aware of it. I am not attending this year. It is in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's coming up pretty soon here, so I don't actually know the dates. However, if you're going, let me know on the Facebook page and keep us up to date and let me know how things are going there. Another really cool event that's happening is the Pleiades Masonic Lodge in Westchester, Illinois is having their second annual education symposium, which is happening in 2015. I'm really excited to be able to say that I will be speaking at this event, but I'm even more excited to say that I'll be speaking alongside of some of the most amazing brothers in the craft. They say that if you're the smartest man in the room, you're in the wrong room. Well, that day, I'll be in the right room. Dates for this will be April 18th, 2015. And I'm really excited also because I just found out Brother Todd E. Creason will be there as a speaker as well. He's been kind of what I would consider one of my Masonic mentors. Really excited about that. Again, if you are interested, it's April 18th, 2015, Westchester, Illinois. It's going to be a good event. Details can be found on the website wcypodcast.com under the presentation schedule. So this week's paper was actually something that I wanted to read several times before, but I thought it was too short, and I guess I just never opened up the second part. They were in two parts, and it was called What is Freemasonry? Part 1, and there was a Part 2. I'm just going to read them both. Without further ado, What is Freemasonry? Part 1. A beautiful system of morality veiled in allegory, illustrated by signs and symbols. This is a direct form of Masonic rhetoric, and its full understanding is embedded in the allegory of the order. A beautiful system of morality reminds us of God's system, or pattern, which He established for us to follow each day of our lives. That system is God's moral law. His law is segmented into 10 primary instructions that we know as the Ten Commandments. Veiled in allegory reminds us that the hidden mysteries of Freemasonry can only be found and understood when we search our rituals, dictionaries, and holy Bibles for greater depth and understanding in those things deemed secretive in Masonry. Illustrated by symbols verifies the fact that Masonry is hidden and that it is secretive. Like the symbols we display openly, our signs, words, grips, characters, etc., each carry a definite surface meaning, yet it is below that surface that we find the spiritual, material, physical, and intellectual allegories. In the lodge, we remove all signs, words, grips, and hieroglyphics, symbols, and characters. What remains is the craft and God's gift to mankind, which is the volume of sacred law or the Holy Bible. Still, we have not moved Masonry. Only the illustrations and modes of projection have been moved. The allegories of Masonry are still present in the volume of sacred law or the Holy Bible. This is to say that Masonry is no more and no less than the study and practice of religion and the guiding of our actions within the realm of God's law. So that's the end of part one. The only part about that I have a little bit of an issue with is that it says, quote, "This is to say that Masonry is no more and no less than the study and practice of religion." Masonry is not a religion. And in fact, if you think it is, I would refer you to an excellent blog post That was actually on the Midnight Freemasons just last week by Brother Jason Richards. On to part two. What is Freemasonry? Part two. The first question that is usually asked by a non-Mason is, what is Freemasonry? There are many definitions of the word, but none are complete, since the organization embraces a wide scope of activity. A very short definition provided by the website is, Freemasonry is a fraternal organization, religious in character, based on the principle of fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man, which does charitable work in the community through its members. In addition, its teachings and ceremonies seek to make good men better and thereby make the world a better place in which to live. Freemasonry is a voluntary society in that no one is invited to become a member. Unlike college fraternities and other organizations, Freemasonry never solicits anyone to become a member. As a matter of fact, it is a violation of Masonic law for a member to invite anyone to join. A prospective member must truly come of his own free will and accord. Freemasonry is not a religion. Sometimes outsiders claim that Freemasonry is a religion. Most Freemasons do belong to an established church. Freemasonry is religious, in that one cannot become a Freemason unless he believes in a god or a higher power. But there is no religious test applied to the prospective member, nor is he required or asked to subscribe to any religious tenet or dogma. It is forbidden to discuss religion or politics in the lodge. Freemasonry is not a secret society. A secret society is one that keeps its existence in secret and whose members do not make known their affiliation with the group. Freemasonry is not a secret society because it does not hide its existence and members do not hide their membership. On the contrary, the organization meets in buildings located in public, announces its meetings in newspapers and magazines, engraves the words Masonic Temple on many of the buildings, publishes periodicals, and has homes for orphans and the aged. The degrees of Freemasonry consist of ceremonies of a strictly serious nature which teach basic moral truths in an impressive and solemn manner. When the degrees are completed, the new member is provided a ritual that contains a philosophy of right that provides the new member with something on which to build a hope that is eternal. Freemasons are proud to proclaim to the world that we are a serious organization of mature men and women, an organization that instills a love of God, teaches charity in the broadest sense, and shows each member how to live a better life. Non-Masons sometimes wonder at the close bond that exists between Freemasons. There is a simple explanation. Masons are bound together by a deep and abiding knowledge that each of them, during the ceremonies of the degrees, has accepted certain high ethical standards of conduct. These standards ensure a bond of faith and confidence. Thousands of books have been published on the subject of Freemasonry. The matters discussed in this website are just a few of the things about the organization, but it contains enough information to show that Freemasonry is one of the great organizations of the world and a steadying influence in a faltering civilization. Alright, so that's the end of part two. To jump back, there was a line that says, and I will quote it, Freemasons are proud to proclaim to the world that we are a serious organization of mature men and women. Now, in quote-unquote regular Freemasonry, there are no women initiated, passed, or raised into the fraternity. However, there are Masonic groups called co-Masons, there are women's lodges, and of course, there are the regular lodges which monetarily support the side groups of Masonry like the Order of the Eastern Star or Rainbow for Girls, Job's Daughters, organizations within regular Masonry that do have women. I would be remiss if I did not tell you the website this came from. So this came from www.mastermason.info/join. It was a nice little piece that they had up there, and I just thought that it was cool in the sense that maybe somebody who is contemplating joining the fraternity, this may sway to get them to go ahead and put that petition in. Head down to the lodge, walk in, say hi to the brothers there. You've got nothing to lose. The worst thing that could happen is you might feel weird or embarrassed to walk in there, but we all felt that way. That's what makes us Masons. We've all gone through the same steps, so if you are on the fence about joining, go down to the lodge, talk to the fellas. They'll let you know what to expect, and I think you're going to like it. All right, the next thing I need to do is let you guys all know how to support this show. Of course, we have several ways. One of them is through onnit.com, O-N-N-I-T.com. What are they? Well, they create lots of excellent healthy living supplements and workout equipment. They have a flagship product called Alpha Brain, which is really, really good stuff. Helps you with your focus. What's really nice about that is a lot of other pills and things that you would take for something like coherence or for focus have lots of caffeine and stuff in them. Alpha Brain does not have caffeine in it. but it does help incredibly with focus. And in fact, the number one thing that I get out of it is when I take it, like say 10 in the morning or 9 in the morning, not only do I have focus throughout the day, I wake up better the next day. And I think it's due to the huge amount of vitamins that are inside the supplement itself. Another really cool thing they have is called Hemp Force Protein, which is a plant-based protein. It's the best tasting protein powder that I've ever had. It's really good when you just mix it with water even. Tremendous protein count. It's all vegan basically, so you don't have to worry about meat in case you aren't eating meat. But if you do eat meat, this is just a really good healthy protein for you. They sell kettlebells. They have awesome coffee, battle ropes. They even have beef jerky. All of it is organic, super healthy stuff to help you make yourself an optimized human being. So if you go to our website, wcypodcast.com, you can click on the support the show link. And when you click that, you can click through to on it. And when you do that, you can do your shopping there, get any number of the cool stuff that I talked about. If you check out with WCY as your coupon code, you'll get 10% off and they send a little bit back to the show. It doesn't cost you any extra to go through my links. That's who they know who to send it to for being an affiliate. The second place that you can go and do some amazing shopping is freemasonryart.com. Now, if you watched the Masonic Roundtable last week on Tuesday, you heard Brother Juan Sepulveda say that he is gearing up for the end of the year, which means he is going to be starting to create Passmaster aprons. He said that he could probably do maybe 12. So if you are a Passmaster and you want to get that awesome apron, you need to contact him now so he can get started on it, because he's only going to have time to do so many, because these aren't hand-drawn and then put into a machine and printed. You get the actual one he drew on. So you get a really nice handmade lambskin apron that he put art on just for you. And he even will work with you on the art. Brother Brian Shimian of the Midnight Freemasons got one of these. It is fantastic. I can't tell you how cool it is. If that's not something that you're interested in, maybe you're not a past master, he does the same thing with regular aprons as well. You don't have to be a past master to do this. But he also does fine art prints, and they are all one of a kind, really awesome stuff. So if you want to, go to freemasonryart.com, and you're going to put in the promo code WCY, and that will give you a percentage off your order, and it will also help support this show. But most of all, you're going to get yourself something really cool. If you're going to do some shopping and you want to get something Masonic, this is where you need to go. You don't want to go to Cafe Press and get the typical coffee mug with the square and compass on it for dad. Get them something special. Get them something different. FreemasonRoute.com's got that stuff. And of course, Brother Juan Sepulveda is a fantastic fine artist, so you know you're going to get top quality. So another way you can support the show is through direct donation through PayPal. You pick the amount, whether it's a dollar, 50 cents, $10, it doesn't matter. You pick the amount and it goes right into the show's account. And that's what we use to pay the hosting costs for this show and keeping all of the episodes current. So episode number one will never go away. It will always be there for anybody who wants to start at the beginning and listen all the way through. So we're on episode 154 now. As we mentioned at the top of the show, we have a couple books for sale. If you go to Amazon and you buy those books, you don't have to click any links or anything like that. These guys, Brother Tech and Brother Steve Harrison, are donating a dollar of each book sold to the show, regardless of how you went about getting it. Whether you went through Amazon, whether you went through my site, it doesn't matter. But if you do want to check out some cool books, those are two really nice books. And each time you get either one of those, they're sending the show a dollar. Check those out. Of course, we do have apps for the show as well. The apps are for Apple devices, they are for Windows 8 devices, for Android. Basically, what you get is access to this show streaming. You can download it so that you don't need an internet connection to listen. You can mark your favorites. But the real plus side to having the app is that each time we read a paper on the show, I will put that paper in PDF format and put it on the app as a bonus feature, like a DVD has Easter eggs or extras on the special edition. Well, that's kind of what the app does. It allows me to add bonus content for the people who help support this show. So the app costs $2. It's one time, and you get access to every paper we've read in 154 episodes. In addition to that, I do a Masonic wallpaper for your mobile device, a different one each week. So for $2, you're getting 154 different wallpapers. All you got to do is open up the episode, click the little E for the extra, or you press the little three line soft key, and there they are. You can just download them and boom, they're inside your camera roll set as desktop background. Really cool stuff. I really try to make it worthwhile to you. I try to make it something cool to help support the show. So I hope you guys check those out. All right, now every once in a while, I like to read poetry. It's not something that I revel in. I'm not like a poetry connoisseur. I think some of my favorite poetry comes from people like Frost, or Dickens has some good stuff, and I like A.A. Milton, right? Some of his stuff is incredibly calming and visual. And so I've not read much Masonic poetry that I'm head over heels for. However, there are some sometimes that I do feel are really cool and they speak to the person reading them. So I have two for you that I picked out. And the first one is called Mason Marks, and it's by Anonymous. They're traced in lines on the Parthenon, inscribed by the subtle Greek, and Roman legions have carved on them walls, roads, and arch antique. Long are the Goth, with Vandal hand, gave scope to his every dark. The Mason craft in many a land has graven its Mason mark. The obelisk, old, and the pyramids, around which a mystery clings, the hieroglyphs on the coffin lids of weird Egyptian kings. Syria, Carthage, and Pompeii, buried and strewn and stark, have marble records that will not die, their primitive Mason mark. Upon column and frieze and capital, in the eye of the chaste volute, on Scotia's curve, or astragal, or in triglyphs, channel acute, cut somewhere on the entablature, and oft, like a sudden spark, flashing light on a date obscure, shines many a Mason mark. These craftsmen old had a genial whim that nothing could ever destroy, with a love of their art that naught could dim. They toiled with a chronic joy. Nothing was too complex to essay. In aught they dashed to embark. They triumphed on many an Appian way, where they'd left their Mason mark. Crossing the Alps like Hannibal, on skirting the Pyrenees, on a peak and plain and crypt and cell, on foot, on bandaged knees, from timber to noob, from Rhine to scene, they needed no letters of mark. Their art was their passport, in France and Spain and Britain, their Mason mark. The monolith gray and druid chair, the pillars and towers of Gael, in Aughorn, occult their age they bear, that time can only reveal. Live on, old monuments of the past are beacons through ages dark. In primal majesty, still you last, endeared by each Mason mark. The next one is called The Three Great Lights, and it's from the S.A. Masonic Journal. The three great lights will guide our steps through life's uncertain way, and bring us safe at length to see the bright eternal day. The holy book our fathers read with undimmed faith today, make clear our sight, that we may know its precepts to obey. With square of virtue, try our acts, and make them meet the test. There is no other cause that leads to islands of the blessed. Between the lines that represent the longest, shortest day, keep circumscribed by compasses that we go not astray. The three great lights will guide our steps through life's uncertain way, and bring us safe at length to see the bright eternal day. All right, so we'll go right into the famous Freemason, who is Cyril Fletcher, born on the 25th of June 1913, passed away on the 2nd of January 2005. He was an English comedian. His catchphrase was, "Pin back your lug holes." He was most famous for his odd odes, which later formed a section on the television show That's Life. Fletcher had first begun performing the odd odes in 1937, long before they first appeared on television, though he did appear on pre-World War II television. He came up with the idea when he was short of material for a radio show. The first odd ode was a comic yet sentimental reading of Edgar Wallace's war poem, Drawing of Thee. Following this broadcast, he was given a regular program on Radio Luxembourg. It was on this show that brought him national attention. He called himself the Odd Oder. He also appeared as a panelist on the popular UK BBC panel show What's My Line that ran from 1951 to 1963. He was a presenter of Central TV's Gardening Today for 14 years. Fletcher was born in Watford, the son of a solicitor who was the Frame Barnett town clerk. Following schooling at Free and Barnett Grammar School, where he first began to entertain by composing witty poems about his schoolmates, he graduated from the Guildhall School of Music and Drama. Fletcher was also a Freemason and a successful businessman, believing it to be important to diversify in such a fickle business as show business. He was the founder of the Associated Speakers, an agency for after-dinner speakers, on whose books were the likes of the Duke of Bedford and Lord Longford, as well as himself. His wife, Betty Estelle, died in July 2005. They had a daughter, Jill Fletcher. All right, that's it for this week. I hope you guys follow us on Twitter at WhenceCameU and find us on Facebook. Please check out the Midnight Freemasons at midnightfreemasons.org. That's midnightfreemasons.org for 3 articles each week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays we publish. You can also follow by email if you fill that out on the website. If you like what you see there, then check out the Working Tools magazine, which is twtmag.com. And please don't forget to check out the MasonicRoundtable.com, which is a new podcast / videocast that we do on Google Hangouts, and it's live every Tuesday night at 10, 9 Central. It features 5 Masons from around the country, and we have a lot of fun on the show. We talk about some pretty wild and interesting things. We talk about books. We've talked about clandestine masonry. We've talked about just about everything. Sometimes we have special guests on the show. It's about 30 to 45 minutes usually. Sometimes we go a little over. We tend to, actually, but it's a lot of fun, so I hope you guys check it out. TheMasonicRoundtable.com. And with that, I will talk to you guys all next week. Stay on the level. For Wince Camus, I'm Robert Johnson.